We are learning Masechtas Shabbos Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Gemara. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to have ein tzolim basar, batzol, or beitza, ella kadesh yitzolim b'idyon. You're not allowed to roast in an oven basar or an onion or an egg unless it's cooked from Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to shia, you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos if it's going to cook on Shabbos. Then we said the problem is because maybe you're going to see it's not cooked, so you're going to stroke the fire to make it cook better. So how much does it have to be cooked in order to say that it's mutter to keep it on the fire for Shabbos? What's called Kedesh Yitzoylu B'Yidoyim? What does it mean it was cooked? V'kama. Amar Rav Elazar Amar Rav, Kedesh Yitzoylu B'Yidoyim K'maychel Ben Derusoy. It's enough if it's cooked K'maychel Ben Derusoy. What does K'maychel Ben Derusoy mean? K'maychel Ben Derusoy was a bandit who used to eat on the run a lot, and he didn't eat his food fully cooked. So if it's cooked that amount, that's enough already, because by then a person won't worry about the food anymore, because it's already cooked the kamaicha ben soy, so it won't be mechata. What does it mean cooked kamaicha ben soy? So Rashi says it was cooked a third already. That's Rashi's shita. The Rambam shita is it has to be cooked half. So that's the machlokes, what it means, either third or half. And after it's cooked that much, you're really allowed to keep it on the fire. Itmanami, we also learned a different idea, and they have a different halacha that Kamaicha ben Nesoy is cooked. Itmanami, on Rashi, on Reichanan, Kolshu Kamaicha ben Nesoy, Ein Bay Mashum Bishal Nachrim. If a Yisrael cooked it already, Kamaicha ben Nesoy, a third or a half, then if a guy finishes it off, it's not called Bishal Akum. Why not? Because it's considered cooked already. So you see the same idea, that Kamaicha ben Nesoy is considered cooked. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Chananya Imre Kolshu Kamaicha ben Nesoy Mutter LaHashoisa Agabe Kira. We're going to have this machlekes later on in the third parak. Chananya holds that once it's Kamaicha ben Nesoy, you're allowed to do Shehiya. Agabe Kira, Vapish ain't Grufa Ktuma, even though you didn't do Grufa of a Ktuma. Grufa means taking away the coals, and Kotta means sprinkling ashes over the coals to limit the heat of the fire. Akaponim, Chananya holds that it's always Mutter to do Shehiya Kamaicha ben Nesoy. And there's a big machlekes later on who we pass like Chananya or like the Rabbanon hold that has to be cooked completely if you want to keep it on the fire. So some want to say it's a Raif Mao Mishnah that Kamaicha ben Nesoy is enough, because you see the first part of this Gemara says Kadesh Yitzolim B'Yidoyim means Kamaicha ben Nesoy, but the Rishonim argue say that there's a difference. Chananya is talking about a Kira which is not so hot, and there it's not enough. A Kira is not so hot, it's not enough to just be Kamaicha ben Nesoy according to the Rabbanon. Chananya holds enough, but the Rabbanon argue. But regarding a tanner, which is our Mishnah is talking about making roasting something in an oven, which is very hot, deal kuli alma, if it's kamaicha ben nesoy, we muta to do shehiya, because it's so hot, a person's not going to be worried about the fire going out. Like upon him, that's what comes out from our Gemara, that our Mishnah that says they let her keep a basar and a batzel and a beitza, kadesh yitzolim b'yidoyim, if it's Erev Shabbos is cooked kamaicha ben nesoy, that's enough. And we said, oh, it's like this Rashi and the Rambam, if you need a shlish or chatzi bishul. Zok the Gemara Vaita. This whole Gemara is explained every line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said further that ein nois nimes a pas. You can't put the pas in the oven unless it's already crusty before Shabbos. And Rabbi Eliezer says kadesh yikre matachta in Shabbat. And it seems like Rabbi Eliezer is arguing on the Tanakama. And the question is, what's Rabbi Eliezer's shita? It says actually yikre matachta. What does that mean? Boiluhu tachta in hech gabi taner. Does he mean? When it says tachton gets crusty, it means the side that's facing the tanner. In those days, the way they cooked the bread, the baked the bread, was the fire was in the middle of the stove, the oven. It's inside the oven, there's a fire, and they put on the walls the chalas. They like attached it to the walls. So there's two sides that come crusty, the side that's facing the fire or the side that's on the wall. So by the way, tachton hech gabe tanner means it has to crusty, then tachton hech gabe ar. Rashi explains that it's a chumrah to say that the side that's facing the tanner, facing the oven, has to get crusty, because that takes longer. The first thing that gets crusty is what's facing the fire. That's much hotter. The part that's facing the tanner takes a little longer. So is Rabbi Eliezer being machmir? They have to have both sides crusty, basically. It's enough for the side gabi'ar to be crusty, and it will come out the Rabbanon will be the one being machmer. Rav Eliezer being mekel, because we like Taisa speaks out, it sounds like it's machlokes Rav Eliezer and the Rabbanon and the Tanakama. So what Rav Eliezer says that at yikrim atachta in Shabbat, what does it mean? It means tachta means the part facing the fire, or it means the part facing the Tanner. Tashemar Rav Eliezer imek she karmu paneha mitbakum mitaner. it means that you get crusty the part that's facing the tanner, and it comes out as being machmer. That the only time you let it keep it on Shabbos is only if even the part that's facing the tanner is crusty already. And said further in the Mishnah, the Mishal Shlom is a Pesach, that even though we said in the Reisha, they only let roast something and keep it there, only if it's already cooked, at least Kamaicha ben Nesai, but the Karban Pesach, you let it put in, even if it's Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, it's raw, you let it put it in there and roast it, even though it's not Maicha ben Nesai yet. And it's already started cooking, it's not completely raw either. You let it keep it, you don't have to worry about Shem Yechata. And Shal is why? So the Gemara, my time, Shem Rei Chabura is Rizim Haim. A Pesach is always made with Chabura. No one person can eat up Karban Pesach. It's a bunch of people together. And since it's eaten in the Chabura, there's Rizim Haim, they'll remind each other. They'll remind each other not to do it. And therefore, it's not a problem, Shem Echata. Zok the Gemara Diak. Halav, achi, if not for Rizim, loy. They can't be Mashal Shem Pesach. They can't keep this Gedi, this goat, in the in the oven. Because the word Shem Echata. Right, the Gemara of Amar Mar, we learned before, Gadia, if it's a goat, which is a more lean meat, it's like a shvacher meat. Bein Sharik, Bein Leit Sharik, Shapadamim. Say if the oven is glued shut, say if it's not glued shut, it's mutter to keep it there. It's no Shem Echata. Why not? Because we said that the ear, the zika, will ruin the meat. So no one will ever open the oven. So what do you have to say? Al Zrizim Haim, we know that a Pesach is not made from a behema gasa, fat behema. It's made from a small behema, like a little goat or a little sheep. So Chayra, if so, what should be the problem? No one's going to ever open the oven to stroke the flames. It's going to ruin, the ear will ruin this shvacha piece of meat called a gadya. And the Gemara's kash is really from either second lashon the Gemara before said lekuli alma gadya is not a problem, or it's going with the first lashon and fear of ashi. But either way, the Gemara's kash is achar, it shouldn't be a problem. It's a gadya. And for the Gemara, hosa mintach. When is gadya weak and then you will never open the oven, only if it's cut into pieces? But when it's a whole goat, even though it's a goat, it'll still be strong enough to withstand the zika. Hachaloi mintach. Here, we put it, the lach is, the way you roast the Karban Pesach is putting in a whole Karban Pesach at a time. If you put in a whole Karban Pesach at a time, it's a whole animal, you're not worried about anything there. And therefore, the lach will be, is that if not for Zrizimim, there would be a problem of Shema Yechata. Said further in the Mishnah, that they were had in the Beis HaMoikod, that's a place in the Beis HaMikdash, if you remember from Masechtos Talmud, it was on, if you're facing the Heichal, it's on the right side, the little room there. And in that room, they always had a fire. And why was the fire there? So the Kahanim, who walked barefoot around the Beis HaMikdash, which was freezing cold, let them warm up there. So they always had a fire there. So it says over there that even though on Shabbos, if you're not in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't just light a little bit of the bonfire and go away, because we're worried it's going to start flickering on Shabbos, and you're going to be mechater on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to make sure the whole thing is ready lit before Shabbos, in order, Reiv of it at least is lit before Shabbos, in order to Shemich Shah Shemichata. But it says, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a problem. You just start the fire before Shabbos, that's enough. So the Ma'am, not immediately. How do we know you're allowed to do that? In the Beis HaMikdash, you just light a little bit of the fire, and that's enough. Amar Rav Huna says in the Pasuk, L'Savaru Esh B'chol Moish V'Seichem. You should not light a fire in all your places where you live. That's where you can't light a fire. But you could light fires in the Beis HaMikdash. You could light fires in the Beis HaMikdash. And the question is, so it sounds like that's why you don't have to worry about Mechiz Mesar. Maskevlar Chista, if that's the case, that we're saying from a Pasuk, there's no problem lighting a fire in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yochai Philip Shabbos Nami, so light the fire on Shabbos. He's saying there's no gzeira before, you know, no gzeira on Shabbos, even if it didn't fully light. So light it on Shabbos if there's no Isser Mavir on Shabbos. So it can't be as pshat. Elamar Chista, Kra, Ki Oslo, Meshveh, Varam, Padaram, Dosa. The Pasuk that says, Adiyik, Bechom, Meshav Sechim, Etamavir, Avatamavir, Meduris, Beis HaMikdash, Avatamavir, in the Beis HaMikdash. That's talking about Varam, Padaram. The halacha is, even on Shabbos, the Chathila, you're allowed to burn the Varam, Padaram, which is the Emurim. You'll have to burn that on Shabbos, not a problem. You'll have to burn that on Shabbos. Why you'll have to burn that on Shabbos? Because the Pasuk says there's no problem fire in the Beis HaMikdash. Why are Mechiz Mesa'ar by the Beis HaMikdash? Zok the Gemara, V'kahanim, Zrizim Haim. The reason why you're allowed to burn on the base of Maikar and not worried about Shami Echata is because Kahanim Mazrizim. And Rashi explains that Kulam Heim Bnei Torah, V'charedim, V'nizkarim, they all are Bnei Torah, they'll remember, they'll remind each other of L'Yosil Chatuya Meshtach Shach. So in the base of Mikdash, the reason why it's Mutter is because Kahanim Zrizim. And that's why you're not worried about the Beis HaMikdash being fully enveloped in fire, the whole bonfire. It's enough, a little bit. You're not worried about Shavichat, because Kahanim Zrizim him. The Mepharshim asked already, why did they come on to Kahanim Zrizim him? Ain't Shavus B'Mikdash, no, there are bonds in the Mikdash. And the answer that could be is that Ain't Shavus B'Mikdash is only about something that's Tzarech Avodah. The Beis HaMikdash is not Tzarech Avodah, therefore you can use the klal of Ain Shavus B'Mikdash. It says, out of the base of Mikdash, you cannot leave a fire burnt a little bit. It has to be burnt b'roiv. What does that mean? My Ruban. Amar Rav, roiv kol echa v'echad. Rav says it means every single twig has to be roiv on fire before Shabbos. And that's why you're not going to worry about Shem Echata. Shmuel amar, k'desh lo yoimru, hova eitzim aniach tachtem. It's enough if you don't have to say, bring Eitzim, and let's try to jump start the fire. That means it's enough if the fire is already nice and going, and you don't need roiv. All you need is that you don't have to bring more Eitzim. That's what Shmuel says. Now it's a little bit of a kasha on Shmuel because the lashon of the Gemara is lashon of the Mishnah is acha k'desh techas arba rubai. So how could Shmuel say neniach Eitzim? He's saying not like the Mishnah. Which the Mishnah says you need roiv. So you have to tie something to do it right. What's Pshat and Shmuel who says that the part is that you put Eitzim there? So the Reles Moshe Horowitz in the back says, "Mishmuel Peres Berubam Rotzleim Bemarbis." It means like a lot. It doesn't mean roiv of something. It means enough fire that it's going. So that's like it's Rav and Shmuel. How much you need? Tana Rav Chila Siyul Shmuel Kedei Shetehei Shaheves Oylem Aleha. So Rav Chia had a brisa to write to Shmuel, and we type that it says in the brisa. So Pashtus, this brisa is talking about the menorah. That's only called a hadlaka if it's in a light by itself. You have to relight it. That's what it's called a hadlaka, and therefore here it's only called lit when it's going by itself, not when you need something else to jumpstart it. The kitzur, that's right. Now Rashi asks that talking about the menorah, and it's not really Rav Chia there. It's Rav Machama. It's going on the next Amud. This brisa. So Rashi says maybe you have to be gerus this brisa by Madura itself, and there it's saying that's enough if it's Eilu Me'alaha. This is done on Shabbos at the Beis Mikdash when you're lighting a fire. It has to be Beroiv, talking about when you have a whole bundle of sticks. What about if you have one log? How much has to be lit of one log? What's called roiv by one log that you're not going to worry Shami Echata? So Rav Amar roiv oivyav. It has to be roiv of its whole thickness. It's not enough of roiv hekeifei. It needs roiv oivyav. Amri lo v'roiv hekeifei. Some say it needs roiv hekeifei, which means a less amount. Just means you look at the circumference. Roiv of the circumference of the eighths of the piece of wood is lit, not going through and through. So that's the two guesses of here. Amar Papa Hilchach, since we don't know, b'din roiv oivyav, b'din roiv hekeifei. You need both. You need roiv oivyav, and you need roiv hekeifei. You need roiv of the thickness, and you need roiv of the circumference. So the Gemara, kitanoi, it's really machlekes tanoi. Rav Chia Amar, kedei, she yishachis ha'etzim lechas uman, until it gets famished, destroyed, lechas uman. That means through and through. As long as the ash is started from both sides of the piece of wood, which is roiv hekeifei, that's enough. He has a zechadava from a pasuk. This pasuk is really a mashal talking about the wickedness of certain people. So it says, if both sides light the fire, the inside will get ruined. So you see, just lighting both sides of fire is enough to be considered completely burnt and completely on fire. So it's a riot to that man the armor. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about fire. It says, Ba'yayakim, when Yirmiyah told Yoyakim about a Nevuah, gave him a letter about the Nevuah of Churban of Klal Yisrael, says that there was an Ach Lefanav Meva'eres, in front of Yoyakim there was a fire burning, he threw the Megillah into the fire. My Ach, what does Ach mean? The word Ach Lefanav, what does Ach mean? Amarav Achvano. It means a willow tree, like a willow, branches from a willow tree. Eitzim that light ba'achvana. Achvana is lashon of brotherhood, achva. And it's like the Rashi says, like the small twig lights the big twig. So it's more invited from bringing right the word achvana. Man boi achvana. Who wants achvana? We found they were selling willows. You see, araya to Rav that achvana is arava and not, it doesn't mean achvana like brotherhood. If you have a bundle of konim that you're lighting, so just a bunch of reeds, ein srichim roiv. You don't need roiv because since they light very easily, very flammable, you don't need roiv. Ogdom, but if you tie them on a string, then srichim roiv, you need roiv. You know why? Because the inside, there'll be no air getting to it and it won't light well. Therefore, you have to wait till it gets roiv because you're worried that it'll go out if you don't have roiv. Same thing by when you're lighting garinim. Dried date pits. So garinim ain't tzrichin roiv. But nostam v'chayislois, you put it into these baskets, then tzrichin roiv. Why? Again, because they're packed together, so worried, there's no air will get in there, and there it'll go out. Therefore, you have to have roiv. Maskev l'arachista, adarava, ipcha mistavra. I can tell you the svaros the opposite way, Rachista says. Tells Rav Huna. I can tell you svaros the opposite way. Konim, that are not tied mevadram, they spread out. They're not going to light from one another. But ogdam, they're tied mevadram, they're not spread out. So sure, they'll light from each other. They'll catch fire from each other. And same thing with garina. And garina, if they're not in a basket mevadram, they spread out. Noish to mechayish, they put into a basket mevadram, won't get spread out. They won't get spread out. If they won't get spread out. They'll light better. So Rav Chis says the opposite. That you don't you need roiv when it's not tied. When it's tied, you don't need roiv. Mamash the opposite. Rav Kana doesn't say really in between tzad. Konim she'ogdom tzrichim roiv. Konim that you tied, you need roiv, because there is no air space in between. Lo ogdom tzrichim roiv. But if you didn't tie, you don't need roiv. And Rashi explains, since they're heavy and long, they always will catch fire for each other. They're not going to spread out so much. Though you don't need roiv. But garinim, you're right. Tzrichim roiv. When they're spread out, they need roiv. No, it's the mechayis, put it in the basket, then ain't srichim roiv. So really, Rav Kana is an in-between shita. It says, konim, like Rav Huna, and garinim, like Rav Chista. So the first thing we get, you can't be garis itvanami anymore, because itvanami sounds like that it's the same thing. It's not. It's an in-between shita. So I want to invite the more materials that's a shayla of if you need roiv or not. Tani Rav Yosef. Abba maduris ain't srichim roiv. There are four fires that don't need roiv. Shel zefes, if it's made out of tar, that's very flammable, you don't have to worry about roiv. Vishel gofres and sulfur. Vishel gvina. And they changed the girsa, the gra changed the girsa to kira, which is like wax, because cheese doesn't light. Vishel gvina, which means shel kira. These things are flammable. Vishel revav, and some like fats. Fats, those things light well, and you don't have to worry about it. Mastita tana af shalkash v'shalgvava. Also, like straw, also lights well. You don't have a problem of shem yechata there. You don't need roif. Om Rav Yechanan eitzim shalbavel ein shrichim roif. Wood from bavel does not need roif. Maskev lo Rav Yosef mahi. What is eitzim shalbavel? What are eitzim from? What's Babylonian eitzim? Ilei masilte. If it means these little twigs that fall off when you're cutting wood. Hashta pesila amuula hamadlik tzarach shiagdik v'roiv hayoytze silti mebayi. Tzarach shiagdik v'roiv hayoytze silti mebayi. If madlik a regular wick, we say that roiv at a wick has the light. You think silti doesn't have to? It's partial silti has to be lakas roiv. It's not silti, it's not something that's very flammable like the other things. So it can mean, etzim shabava can mean silti, which is a little piece of wood, that's not so flammable. So what does Rav Yechanan mean when he says Eitzim Shabava in Tzrichim Roiv? Ela Om Rav Yosef, it means Shucha da Arza. It means the certain type of cedar trees that they have like some kind of fibers in between like the bark and the tree. And that that fibers are very flammable. That's what it means. And that's what talking about Etzim Shabavel. Or Ran Ba'av Amar Zaza. Zaza means like seaweed. It's a type of seaweed. And those things are very flammable. Hadron Aloch Yitzias Ha Shabbos.